You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Brianna Lacoste and boyfriend go to bed after a long night of drinking. But when the boyfriend wets the bed, Lacoste shakes and hits him, then chases him outside and stabs him with a kitchen knife.
Nancy, Lacoste's boyfriend was running to a family member's home to escape the woman's assault when she stabbed him on his left side. The wound was so deep, the man's lung was punctured. Lacoste made several claims about the attack, including that her boyfriend allegedly choked her before the stabbing and that she provided medical aid immediately after getting him to a hospital.
Louisiana cops take Lacoste, 25, into custody at the hospital. She's now single and charged with attempted murder. Jared Diskus posts a photo of his wife on social media with the caption, "She's mine," prompting Angie Diaz's family members to ask Houston cops for a welfare check. At the couple's home, cops find Diaz's decapitated body. Diaz admits he murdered Diaz in a jealous fit.
The young couple was married just over 3 months at the time of the murder, Nancy. Surveillance video from the day Diaz's body was found shows Diaz parked in front of the store where Diaz worked, going inside and stealing a beer, then drinking it in the parking lot. Diaz's friends say they had suspicions there was violence in the relationship due to Diaz's tendency toward jealousy.
Diaz now charged with murder. As passengers wait for a bus to stop at the next drop, Billie Davis gets out of her seat and stabs an Indiana University student in the head. A witness follows Davis off the bus and calls the cops, who arrest Davis. Davis says she stabbed the student because it would, quote, be one less person to blow up our country.
Authorities believe Davis stabbed the student because she was Asian. In a statement, the university said, "Bloomington was sadly reminded that anti-Asian hate is real and can have painful impacts on individuals and our community." And Nancy, the student, whose name has not been released, was treated for her wounds and is in stable condition.
Davis, 56, now charged with ag battery and attempted murder. More crime and justice news after this.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
There have been protests outside a Memphis police station over a man's death after a confrontation with police officers during a traffic stop.
I am a man!
He was a man!
Justice for Tyree Nichols!
Family, friends, and supporters of Tyree Nichols released balloons Saturday to honor the life of the 29-year-old Memphis man and protest outside a police station near the site of the January 7th traffic stop. Rodney Wells says his stepson ended up suffering a cardiac arrest and kidney failure because of a beating by officers.
We want justice for our son.
The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is conducting a use of force investigation at the request of Shelby County District Attorney General Steve Mulroy. Nichols succumbed to his injuries January 10th. Italy's number one fugitive, a mafia boss convicted of helping to mastermind some of the nation's most heinous slayings, has been arrested as he sought treatment at a private clinic in Sicily after 3 decades on the run. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
Matteo Messina Denaro was tried in absentia and convicted of dozens of murders, including helping to mastermind a pair of 1992 bombings that killed top anti-mafia prosecutors. He faces multiple life sentences that he is expected to serve in a maximum security prison and under the particularly restrictive conditions reserved for top organized crime bosses. Denaro went into hiding a year after those bombings while still a young man, but he was still considered one of Cosa Nostra's top bosses, even as a fugitive.
Hundreds of police officers were tasked over the years with tracking Denaro, the last of 3 longtime top-level mafia bosses who managed to elude capture for decades. Back to the U.S. now, as Boston police now believe a woman who disappeared 15 years ago was murdered, and even though they haven't found her body, they believe they have found her killer. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner reports.
32-year-old Felicia McGuire was last seen in Dorchester, Massachusetts in October of 2007. The case was quiet for a decade until 2017 when it seemed police had a lead. They searched the woods in Boston's East Roxbury neighborhood, but they didn't find a body. New Boston police have filed charges against McGuire's boyfriend at the time, 33-year-old David Pena. Officers discovered that he was already in custody in Florida on other charges.
Officers picked Pena up Saturday, and he will be in court in Dorchester, Massachusetts, to face murder charges this week.
A passenger in a truck calls 911 to tell cops someone's chasing them. Well, it's the cops. A Washington State trooper notices the truck swerving in and out of traffic, suspecting the driver's drunk. The officer hits the blue lights, but the driver doesn't stop. A high-speed chase ensues. The passenger, believing cops are banned from high-speed chases, calls 911. Spike strips disable the truck 7 miles into the chase. Cops find alcohol inside. Amanda Baporis, 28, charged with DUI and eluding. Baporis' 2 passengers released with a crash course in the law. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.